welcome to another episode of your favorite podcast ever in the world, obviously, called I'll Drink to That. That was beautiful, and I expect applause. Anyway, this episode, I get to sit down with one of my besties, Hailey. Hailey was on the national tour of Dear Evan Hansen as the understudy to Zoe and Alana. And if you want to find out more about her time on tour, well, we kind of talk about it a little bit on the podcast. I have an interview up with her and Elena, who also was an understudy for Zoe and Alana, up on the YouTubes. So go and check that out. Anyway, it's currently 10:15 p.m. here on Tuesday. And I'm going to get this uploaded on Wednesday, because I've decided that Wednesday is my day of uploading for some reason. Why in the middle of the week? I don't know. Maybe it's because I think everyone needs a nice pick-me-up in the middle of the week, and so this is your pick. I don't know. Anyway, I am sitting here with some chai tea, sipping on that, and I'll let you know what time I finish editing this, because I've literally not touched it. I've not touched this podcast yet. Yeah. So she comes over, sits on my blue velvet couch, which, by the way, is going to be a recurring theme, obviously, because I just love the fact that I own a blue velvet couch. And yes, if you're wondering, it is a futon. Also, I just looked out my window. A building that's kind of across the street from me, or a house, I don't know what it is, I guess it's a house. They have all their Christmas lights up. Holiday lights. I guess I don't know if they're really Christmas. I guess they could be Hanukkah lights or Kwanzaa lights. But they're blinking and they're really cute. They're very colorful. Happy holidays! The Christmas tree lighting in Bryant Park was today. And I didn't know that it was today. But I went because when I was with Katie and we were shopping around, I found a bunch of things that I thought were really cute, so I had to go back and buy them, because obviously I didn't buy any while I was with Katie, and then I was a little bit trapped. But the Christmas tree lighting, I'm sure, was beautiful. I am literally 5'1", so I couldn't see a single thing. And there's a siren happening. Anyway, I was sitting around, I was walking around, and all of a sudden, I heard Jessica Vosk's voice. I heard literally two words of her voice. And I went, Jessica Vosk? Why is Jessica Vosk here? And then I looked up, of course, what was going on, and I was like, oh, very cool. So I watched some Olympic figure skaters skate at the Bryant Park ice rink, and I watched the tree get lit, and there were fireworks, and it was kind of cool. It's my first tree lighting here in New York, so that was fun. You obviously really wanted to know how my day was today, so there you go, there you have it. Anyway, I hope you enjoy this podcast. It's now 10:19, and we will see how this editing goes. I'll tell you what time at the end in my little outro, what time it is. Because it could be 2 a.m. It could be 4 a.m. If I'm going to try and get this out by 10 a.m. tomorrow. Wish me luck. I also need to eat dinner. So this will be so much fun. Okay, anyway, here's Hailey. My favorite,
I always think this cord is much longer than it actually
is.
My favorite 10-foot cord. Trivial question is, do you know what TAG stands for?
TAG?
Like the game.
Oh, no, I didn't know it was an acronym.
It is.
Touch and go. Are you serious? That's
so funny. That's what it stands for.
Touch and go. That is so stupid.
Okay. So with these mics, you have to talk like straight into them.
Yes, I remember learning that.
Because they don't.
They don't have the round.
Yeah.
That's the ones that are like that.
Do you have the? Oh yeah, you have the older one. There's like a flat. No, on the top, you can see it's. I dropped it. There's like a little flat.
Oh, you're gonna say like that's the optimal point, and I was like, got it. You're like, no, I dropped it.
No, I
like,
dropped it. Clumsy bitch. Okay.
I was like, wow, I never noticed that on microphone. They tell you where to sing.
Okay, wait. No, I'm gonna rename this so I know whose audio is.
I remember when we were filming the audio. This was during the pandemic. We literally had to record audio for our virtual spring awakening, like outside behind a barn, like 6 feet space. And they were like, we only have these mics, so you have to sing straight into it. And we were all like,
yeah.
Nobody breathe.
Yeah. Anyway, this has been recording this
Stanley
whole time.
Stanley Tucci. I assumed you were just testing the audio.
I'm doing both, but who knows? Maybe this will make it in like the intro.
Maybe. Do you watch Off Book? Mm-mm. Or listen to Off Book? It's a podcast. It's improv musical, but not the one that comes up on everyone's TikTok.
That one's like a TV show, isn't it? Or like that's like a YouTube series. The one that comes up on TikTok, that's like a YouTube series.
Oh, I don't know. With the girl and the guy?
Yeah, I think that's a YouTube series.
Oh, I don't know.
But
it's not them. It's these other people, and they bring on a guest every time, and they'll talk like this, and then one of the instrumentalists will just like play a chord, and they'll have to do the musical based on what they're talking about.
So that's like such a cool idea.
They're like, yeah, I went to like the soccer play, and yeah, I'm like, I took my friend to the soccer game, and they're like, ding, and he'll be like, mommy, mommy, like, can I please join the team? And they like switch into it. It's so funny. It's really good. Like, it brings me so much serotonin to just play it while I do stuff.
I actually I don't listen.
I rarely do, but I've just now gotten back into Brené Brown because I listened to that, like, beginning of the pandemic and Off Book, like, when I remember it, and I'll be like, I want to listen to something, but not music and not something where I feel like I'm learning.
Yeah.
Like, just
yeah.
Something fun. Because I don't watch a lot of TV, so I feel like that's my TV when I do that.
I watch a lot of TV, but it's TV that's, I've, like, already seen it. So, like, I already know
so
what's
your
gonna
brain
happen. Like, I'm rewatching,
yeah.
So I don't
I like
really have to
like
pay
that.
A lot of attention mm-hmm. to what's going on.
Is that a cup heater or a candle?
This? Well, you can put a candle on it if you want, but it's a warmer, so it's, like, warm, so it'll keep my coffee warm. Because as someone who is whatever my brain is.
Hypo? I don't know.
Multi-hyphenate. Whatever brain that I have,
uh-huh.
I forget that I have drinks.
Me as well.
Often.
I'll leave them in the microwave, and then I open it to, like, microwave my dinner, and I'm like.
I'm really glad this like, will continue
beeping
at
until,
me.
Yeah.
Every, like, minute.
I've had a microwave like that, and it was so helpful. I'm like, oh, yeah, I was making a whole-ass meal.
But, yeah, I just, like, set it on there, and it's got, like, a little button. I don't know if you heard it, like, click. But when you put weight on it, that's when it turns on. So if you don't have anything on it, it'll just turn off, like, it'll still be warm, so, like, don't touch it. But you can put, like, people will use this for, like, the wax
mm-hmm.
Heaters and stuff. Yeah, it's it.
Wait,
it
should I curse on this or no?
That's up to you. You can.
I'm still trying to decide my brand.
I know, that's the thing.
I feel like
well,
I should if it comes.
Yeah, if it happens.
You can
it happens.
Bleep it too.
I can also bleep it. Should I just use, like, a sound of Patti LuPone just saying, like, no.
Or like what's the one word she says when she's yelling at that guy in the audience? Oh my god.
Who do you that one?
Who do you
think you are? But
I
it's
it
like
one word. What's something short? Just her like maybe not even her, it's just like Sean, like
right.
Look, I got my nails done since I was like.
They're really cute.
I had to play guitar. Thank you. I was so scared. I was like,
I thought they were little hearts, but.
Wait, that'd be so cute.
That would be really cute.
No, I was like, they're going to charge me a bunch just because I asked them to do little dots. I was like, should I just go home and do it myself? But I wanted gel, so.
You should get a gel kit.
You know, I had a macaroon.
I have one.
Have you seen those?
A what?
They're called macaroons because they're shaped like this, and it's one finger, and I had that, but I.
Oh, like the quick setting gel? Whatever. Those are supposed to be like
normal gel. It's just like gel polish.
But I have like the ones that they use at like the salon. Like I have like a big
that.
One.
I need to do that.
They're great. And I use Beatles.
Beatles.
it's like a brand. I think it's called like Beatles gel, like Beatles nail
can
gel.
Can you get it at like Sally's? Mm-hmm. Okay.
I think I got mine.
I might. Christmas.
I think I got mine on Amazon.
That'd be a good.
But like the whole entire kit that I have is.
It literally, you pay for it after like.
Well, it was like $50 because right. the little UV light was like $30, and then mm-hmm. you buy whatever sets, like nail color sets that you want.
Forever.
And they last forever.
Like, it's so worth it. The macaroon is like $30, and I was just doing my manicures all the time.
Yeah.
I think I ran out of their brand, and their brand nail polish worked the best with it. But maybe I was just using a shitty brand of gel nail polish when I tried the not brand one. I still have it, so we'll see.
I feel like, See, and I got it because for the longest time I was like, I have to have color in my nails.
I like it because I bite my nails if they're not done.
I don't bite my nails, but I do. Wait, are you one or two? Wait, say words.
Hey. Hey there. Hello there. Hey there. Hey there.
Aha.
It's me. But don't make it too loud because I scream at random times. Which you can edit, but that would be so annoying.
Okay. I was, like, trying to figure out why you kept getting quieter. It's because I thought you were two.
Uh-huh.
You're not.
Wait.
I'm two.
You can definitely... Oh, but I think it turns that up. I was like, well, you can definitely lift that line.
I'm
but then
keeping
it turns
these
that
here
up. Yeah.
Because it's easier to fix a blowout sound
a little blip.
Here
yeah.
than here. Because this I'm just going to leave once I figure out
Slide.
What I'm doing. But... Yeah.
Have you seen that app that's like podcasts you send to your friends and it's basically like voice memos but they put music over it and then it'll be like a minute of like music playing in the background while you talk about your life. It's
no,
so
that
fun.
Sounds
I
so
had it
fun.
For a bit but then like only two of my friends had it and we'd kind of forget every now and then so that I was like whatever I'll delete it but it's so funny. I think I'll
that's
get
like
it
me
again.
With Marco Polo. I have
Marco,
Marco
Polo.
Polo.
What's that?
Okay, so.
Wait, is that millennial thing where
yes.
they
no, no, yeah. no, 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 no.
Oh,
no.
Someone show me that.
Marco Polo is like the millennial version of Snapchat.
Ah. Kind Wait, of. I think I know. You can like send videos.
You can send videos.
Yes. Keely, who was on tour with us, would use it. And
yeah.
I'm like, what is that? I'm
you
like,
you can
texting.
Send videos. And it's right. It's really just texting. You might as well just send a voice memo.
Like, why do you have an app for this?
But
my mom opened a flashlight app the other day. And I went, what is that? She was like, it's my flashlight. I was like, Michelle, like she works in technology and like communication. I swiped up on her thing and was like, hello, and like clicked the camera. I was like, delete that now. It was from like 2009. I was
when you can like see like they haven't changed the app icon.
Yes, it was like, those old ones where it'd be like the fake beer app or like
yes!
the fan, like apps
yes!
that don't actually do things. And she had
the ice app.
Yes.
Did you ever have the ice app?
No,
it was
well,
like Coca Cola. It was
beer
like
yeah, where you like go like that.
Yeah, and you, but there was one. It was ice, and you shook it.
I was
or
like,
you could like
Michelle
dump it out. Yeah.
Ferrier. It is the year 2022. Why do you have a flashlight app? Like what? How can you be that smart and so like silly dumb at the same time?
It's just like hilarious to me. What? Because like my mom is someone who doesn't actually have apps. Because she doesn't use her phone that way.
Oh, wow.
Like, she really doesn't
what
have
a world.
Any kind of apps. She's, like, no music. They don't listen to music. Anyway, we're going to keep all of that. But.
That was a lot. I just burped into the mic and I was using Keith. Hey, everybody.
I didn't even hear it because
nice
this wasn't in
nice to meet
yet.
You.
Okay, so I'm on my blue velvet couch, which is where I said in the last interview, because Katie's is going to happen before yours, because hers is already done.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, hers is going to post and then yours.
Go ahead.
But in that one, I literally thought that said it was still 2:00. I was like, it's been 2:00 for a really long time. It's still 2:00. I was like, the normal pods will either be a via Zoom moment, or, like, people will come and sit on my blue velvet couch. And we're going to do this.
A blue velvet couch.
Anyway, we're here with Hailey Ferrier.
That's me.
Hailey Unlikely.
Hailey Unlikely. Or Hailey Flammable. Whatever works. That's my new, like, addition to
Hailey
that.
Hailey Flammable?
I go, hi, my name's Hailey Unlikely. And they laugh. And I go, or Hailey Flammable. Whatever works. It's like a new little asterisk.
I love when people have to, like, explain their names kind of like that. What's funny is, when we first met, I literally, first off, I didn't know how to say your name,
mm-hmm.
but no one was saying your name, and it was before Dear Evan Hansen, mm-hmm. so you weren't doing interviews or anything.
Yeah.
So no one was saying your name. So I was like, of course, it's Haley. And then someone, I don't know who I was texting, and someone goes, no, it's Hailey.
It used to be my Instagram username. That was my second username. It was Hailey underscore unlikely. And then I was like, I'm a professional. I should
And then you put it in your bio.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I get it now. Because that's how Celia Gooding also has their bio or Instagram. It says it's like phonetically spelled out.
Yeah, Mickey has like Mikaela. But really it's Mikaela.
Yeah.
But people are lazy.
Yeah. But Celia's name is spelled like Celia as well. Yeah,
I think I've honestly called her that.
Oops. Yeah. Celia. Sorry, Celia.
She's not listening. She's literally not she's listening.
No idea.
Or maybe she is.
But yeah, names are weird, dude.
Fun fact,
it's 2:22.
Ooh.
Make a wish.
2:22. We've been talking for 33 minutes.
Love that.
And I still haven't even gotten through.
We'll cut. We'll skip.
Introducing
you. We'll skip around. Yeah, that's how we went on that name tangent. My name is Hailey Ferrier. Hailey, like highly unlikely, but whatever works.
Hailey, the show is called I'll Drink to That, and so my question is, what is your drink of choice today?
Oh, it is good old H2O, agua. Such a theater thing. Gotta lubricate those cords. You know. I'll take a sip right now. I'll drink to that.
I'll drink to that.
Healthy voice habits.
I'm drinking coffee. I've had a sip of this coffee.
Singular sip.
I'm getting text messages from my friend. And she's saying, listening to Anjuliet, started strong with this Teenage Dream and Break Free mashup. Can't say I love it, but it's cute. I was telling her about it yesterday.
I've seen good reviews. I mean, Lorna can sing.
Down.
When I got that call, I was like, this is not for me.
All of them can.
Yeah, when I saw Rachel, I was like, yeah, that I'm not my drag.
No, it's literally...
They're crazy.
Like, the show is not my favorite show out there.
Right.
However, it is so fun. Aww. Katie was talking about it, and because she did the Toronto tryout. She's on the, like, if you go by the theater, she's, like, in all of the press photos.
Mm-hmm. I love when they do that.
But
that Chicago thing where everyone's
yes.
like, hey, yeah. pay me for this.
Yeah, but she's in all the press photos. But she was, like, what's great is.
Right. I love New York. New Jersey.
When a song comes on and the audience laughs, we love it. Because you're supposed to laugh because it's funny.
Yeah.
But it's not supposed to be like, haha, that's so stupid funny. It's like funny because the song works in the storyline where it is. Whereas like when Moulin Rouge happens, it's like not
it's
like
embarrassing.
That.
It's like, is it supposed to be funny? I remember one of my old directors saw it and said that. She was like, we didn't know whether we could laugh or not. I think you have to lean into that.
You have to lean.
Or
well,
it doesn't work. The Anjuliet, like
Anjuliet,
like,
you have to go in knowing that they know,
and then it's fun. Yeah,
like you have to know that they know that you know.
Right, Moulin Rouge was like trying to take itself like way more seriously than seriously. It was.
Moulin Rouge is like watching a Hallmark movie.
Wait, that makes sense.
Like you have to watch it, and you have to be like fully invested in the campiness and the chaos mm-hmm. that is the poor writing.
That's
of
what
it.
Everyone was saying about Diana too. They were like, it's camp. It's not a documentary.
Diana
like,
is very camp.
I didn't see that though.
I only watched it on Netflix.
Oh, I forgot it was on Netflix.
Yeah,
what
it's
a slay.
It's on Netflix. It's okay. It's like I don't know.
Lorna, when that clip came out, I was like, oh, there was no way in hell I was getting this. And I didn't want it because I knew someone could sing it like that.
Right. Well, and I think I submitted to like the EPA. So I don't think anyone actually watched that video. But.
You never know.
I have zero views on YouTube, actually.
No,
so
but I heard it's
either way,
because
I do
they
know
can
they download
it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. So you
see,
know?
And I know that because I literally worked at Telsey.
Oh, TikTok told me that.
Yeah. They will like download your
shit.
Yeah,
put it in
but
a
folder. Most of the time, like. I think most of the time, if they don't, they only download it if they want to like keep it because they're not gonna like download it to just delete it again. Like they might as well just watch the YouTube.
I see.
But if you see it and it's like only one view, it probably has more than
right
one view.
Yeah, they probably just
if they downloaded it to send it to other
people.
Yeah.
Because they'd rather do that than you do what all actors do, looking at their analytics.
Yeah.
Being like, oh, who watched my... Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I was like, how do you act a Britney Spears song?
Yeah.
That's, I was like, that's the, weird it's the weirdest thing. And someone was like, no, because she can do it. Like, she does it so well. And I was like, I believe you.
Wow.
I believe you.
We had CVS, which is, it stands for Contemporary Vocal Styles at Elon, which is the school I went to.
I've never heard of it. What is that?
It's in Elon, North Carolina. Top 10 school.
The acorn.
Slay. The acorn. That is not the mascot. Our mascot is the phoenix, previously the fighting Christian.
No, I was going to say the acorn town.
Yeah,
Elon is,
sure,
like, known for,
yeah, we acorns. Get saplings when we graduate.
I was going to say, you get little...
Trees. My mom planted mine. But we had a class called Contemporary Vocal Styles. And they would be like, it's not acting necessarily. It's kind of like embracing the vibe of the song. And like how in theater, like a lot of things aren't diegetic, where it means like you know that you're singing the song. You kind of live in that diegetic moment and you're kind of aware of the beat and the groove, so you can like have more freedom with kind of jamming out. That's kind of,
well, it's like Shakespeare. It's like when you do Shakespeare and you're reading like a sonnet, but it's so you can read it like with the iambic pentameter idea of it.
Right.
Or you can just say it like a normal human being.
Yeah. That's my vibe. I always struggled with that because what I thought was fun about Shakespeare was like, and what I think is my version of good Shakespeare, if I'm viewing it, is like making it palatable and understandable. Like you can know like all the stuff about it, but if no one understands you, then I don't think it's good. But I also don't know anything, so.
Well, that's like well, that's also like opera. Like if I were to go see yeah. like an Italian opera, I don't speak Italian.
Yeah,
but like they do so well with
yeah
letting you know what
yeah it's like not acting
the way
it's more
they
like
are like
communicating.
Yeah,
yeah.
But the show is so good. And actually, if we're going to talk about acting, there's so many
for
sirens.
City.
Acting.
Oh my gosh. It sounds like there's a war outside our window right now.
Those freaking cars. I was like, this is how you act a pop song, actually,
yeah.
if you want to do it. Because
ooh, tea.
This is how you act a pop song. Because I was watching, I went to go see Anne Juliet this past week, which by the way everyone should go see. Like I think it's a must see at
yeah.
least once. It's kind of my idea of like Beetlejuice. Beetlejuice mm-hmm. is so fun. You should see it at least once.
It was so I loved Beetlejuice.
I wasn't a huge fan of Beetlejuice the first time I saw
Dang.
It. I actually saw,
I saw it for
I've
Sophia
it
and Caruso specifically, and then was like blown away by the whole cast. But I also saw the original cast, and I think the original actors brought so much of themselves to the role that it was really hard for understudies to hop into it and make it their own because it was that person.
Right. Well, so I saw the original
mm-hmm.
with Dana. Sophie was out, I think.
Dana, yes. Who plays Girl Scout?
Girl Scout.
Yes.
Girl Scout. but, and then.
Shout out to Jakira playing it on the tour.
Yeah.
And understudying Lydia. Go back, Lydia.
So exciting. But I saw it then, and I literally. This is how much I didn't like it. I had my friend go and get me a double at intermission.
Oh, no.
That's how much I didn't. That's how much I was, like,
that's
so not
crazy.
Into it.
Why didn't you like it?
I have no idea. Because I went mm-hmm. back recently.
Mm-hmm.
TDF was doing a little thing, and they had $50 tickets.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, $50 for Beetlejuice. Maybe I should try it again. Maybe I should go see it again because mm-hmm. it's still open. People love it. It
yeah.
came back. It was one of those shows. So mm-hmm. I was like, obviously I should go see it. There's a lot of talk about it. And in my brain, I was like, I don't know, I could play Lydia one day, so maybe mm-hmm. I should, like,
research,
go see what this is. And I thoroughly enjoyed it.
Ah,
like, I really did enjoy it.
Not
the
your
second
taste
time.
Taste buds changing.
Like, what's going on?
Maybe you were just tired.
I don't know.
Because I remember seeing
I did
Carolina
see it after,
change
like,
and being like,
a full day of.
And then I was tired, and I was like, you know what, I think I'm literally just exhausted right now, and my brain can't take in this.
Well, I saw it after my, like, 9 to 5
yeah,
and then we like ran to the theater.
Yeah,
like, we grabbed lunch or dinner
mm-hmm.
and then ran to the theater.
I like very much like after seeing Carolina change, I'm like, I have to be like, I have to have food in my stomach and I have to have energy to see a show, because like I loved that show, but there were moments where I was like, I would tune out and then I'm like, oh my gosh, like mm-hmm. I'm tired right now and I'm not listening, and I feel like that's how I really enjoy shows now as an actor.
Well, and my other thing is people were like, maybe it's just because you haven't seen Beetlejuice, like you haven't seen the movie.
No,
because
I haven't seen it. Yeah.
And I, the reason I can say no is because I saw Beetlejuice the second time, still not having seen the movie.
Yeah.
And I thoroughly enjoyed it. It might also, I don't know, Elizabeth Teeter's wonderful in the role. And obviously Alex Braitman is amazing.
I like it whenever, or what am I saying? After I saw it, I was like, you have to try and see Sophia. Like her, she, I saw her, I think it was her 18th birthday or the day before. So I was like, this is literally a child. Like, and right. She freaking carried the show. I mean, Alex Braitman, right? Mm-hmm. He ate, but I was like, this little girl is like acting her face off and give it. Like,
right.
I could not perform like that at that age. I'm like one of the people that's always been like, I want to do this. I have to work at literally everything because mm-hmm. there's someone that's better
so
at it.
Better.
But I still had so much passion. So I've always felt like I've had to work to get to those points. It was like, and I'm sure she has too. Like, I'm not saying she hasn't, but it was like, wow, like you were born to do this.
She's well, and vocally I will say vocally, like, she is very talented. It is not my favorite voice to listen to,
right?
Like, that's just like a me thing.
Yeah, but stylistically, but she just like goes for it.
But like what she does with the voice that she has is actually incredible.
I think it's like, it's so, I don't know, I think,
and Elizabeth is so different.
Yes,
Elizabeth is so,
I've only seen
different.
Her promo clips. But I think it's like, I love Chris McCarroll right now. Like, I brag about his videos all the time, and I'm trying to take a session with him. Shout out to you, Chris. If you're listening.
He's giving like free lessons on TikTok right now.
Yeah.
Like, he gives free.
It's like being at school again.
I watched.
But better.
He did a breakdown of Jesse Mueller doing.
Yes, I saw that.
What song was that?
It was something from Waitress. Oh, She Used to Be Mine.
She Used to Be Mine, but it was from the press.
He was talking about how she barely turns out. I was like, yeah, we play with this in Requiem. Like, the whole
and
song
I
is like away.
Literally was like, yeah, he started. I'm like getting stuck on this. He started talking about. He was like, how to sing like an introvert. That's what he was showing.
Yes.
And
yes.
I was like, holy shit.
Yeah.
Like, everyone. I mean, like, there are those characters that are completely extroverted, but everyone, in my opinion, is introverted in their own way.
Mm-hmm. And different situations.
And in different situations. And so now, whenever I am like auditioning for things, I'm like, okay, where are we in this person's story?
Mm-hmm.
Like, is this like in their head? Is like, what is this? What's going on?
And I think she does that well when it comes to dynamics.
So
he talks
well.
About that a lot too. Is like, yes, you can scroll, but like, people love dynamics and seeing like the different ways you can use your voice. And I think she does. She plays around a lot.
Well, she doesn't
voice.
Go all. She doesn't go full in vocally until literally the end of the song.
You can't.
You
can't.
First
crazy.
Of all, but like. Specifically just that song.
Yeah,
it's
you can
so
mix
quiet,
you have
so
to
soft.
Mix like the whole beginning part of it.
Yeah,
and it's honestly like, it's kind of written more like a pop song where it's repetitive, so when you do
with
it the
chorus,
same
chorus
way yeah so when you do it the same way it gets boring.
It does,
which is why you need to leave space for that like climax and that key change.
The key change too really helps.
Yeah,
but yeah,
love her. I saw her in Wasabi the other day, and we like chatted, and I was like, I just like love your work. And she was like,
Jesse Mueller?
No, Sophia and Caruso.
Oh, I was like,
you're like, what? She's here.
What are we talking about?
I saw her, me and Shio. Shout out to Shio. He's in Haiti Center now.
Shio's been. Oh, they're vacuuming
they're
outside.
They're vacuuming, hello.
But
I saw her
like,
in Wasabi,
I thought
that was and she
like
was
like
so cool.
Shio's been mentioned now in both episodes.
Shio!
So maybe like I need to come up with ways to like
to
bring him
Shio. In.
Super organically every single time.
Yeah, we'll just have him on the show. I'm sure he has.
I'd
a
like
lot.
To. No, because Katie and I were talking about something, and we started talking about. She was like, "It's crazy to me that there are people out there who can and can't do the thing where you play a note and they can sing it."
Yeah.
And she was like, "That's just bonkers to me." And I was like, well, yeah. And then you have people like Shio Ohne, who has perfect pitch.
I was talking about this yesterday because I have relative pitch, and someone like turned on their computer, and I was like, that's the beginning of Journey to the Past. And they were like, what?
What?
And I played it, and
play
I was
it.
Like, yeah!
Yeah, I have relative pitch as well. But my relative pitch, it's because relative pitch, I think you can work on. Like, that is something
and
you, that
can
you can
train
better
to
and train.
Perfect pitch. Some people have perfect pitch naturally, but you can like
right,
train.
You can train to work
with it. If you have relative pitch.
And my thing with relative pitch is, usually I can, usually my thing is I know order of notes or chord progressions.
Mm.
But usually if I try to like come up with, if I hear something and I'm like, oh, that sounds like this, mm-hmm. I'm like a third off. Oh. Like it's like I'm like an actual third off. But if I'm singing and I'm like, oh, okay, this is how this song starts, like sometimes I'll play the game where I'm like, I wonder if this is how this song starts, and I'll sing it and I'll record myself singing it and then I'll find it on the thing. And I'm like, oh, well, that's correct. So I can sing it, but if I hear it, if it's the opposite way around, oh. I am like a third off.
Oh, strange.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm the opposite.
It's like really weird.
It's like I can't call on it when I need it, but if I hear it, my brain goes bing. Like her laptop literally went do 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 do. Like that's how Journey to the Past starts. It's like this piano like little trill that's like da, 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 da. And it literally did like the first four notes of that, and I was like
yeah.
But I can't like bring it up when it's useful, like in an audition if I like want a bell tone and they didn't give it to me, I can't be like, here's my A.
Hello, it's editor Claire currently speaking. It's 3:16 a.m. yes, 3:16 a.m. I told you I was going to get it done for the 10 a.m. post, but that's not going to happen, because I simply am losing my mind. And also, just so everyone knows, I was, like, almost done editing this, and then I realized that I am missing bits and pieces of this recording. Where did it go? I have absolutely no idea. If anyone knows how logic works, and, like, how to find things. I recorded directly into Logic. I started moving things around and I think things got deleted as I moved things. I don't know. Anyway, there's more to this, by the way. I'm just interjecting right here. This was supposed to be much longer than it actually is, I think. I don't know. We'll find out. Anyway, Hailey will be back. Enjoy the rest of the interview. Also, don't forget that if you want, we have a Patreon page, and I don't think we have any patrons right now, but for $1 a month or $12 a year, it's so cheap, you can be a part of this little Patreon page where you get exclusive access when there is some, and you can find out who our interviewees are before, who's going to come on the pod, who's going to come sit on the couch before anyone else, you can ask questions, etc. Also, another way to support the vlogs is by buying a coffee, which you can find in the link in our bio on Instagram. Obviously, this is called I'll Drink to That. And I like to have whoever is coming on bring a lovely drink of their choice. It can be coffee, it can be water, it can be juice, literally, I don't care. As long as they're drinking something. And if we go out and get coffee, I like to pay for the coffee because they are spending their time with me and, you know, they could be doing anything else, like sleeping. And so, if you want to be the person who buys our lovely guest a drink, you can. Head to the link in our bio, send in your name, and I will let them know, and all of our listeners know, who bought their coffee. It's super fun. Anyway, okay, I hope you enjoy the rest of this interview with Hailey. We're going to get her back on, I promise, because this was really fun. We literally rambled for 2 hours. The fact that I have gotten this down to less than an hour is crazy. We did a lot of rambling, though, and a lot of even more off-topic than we already are in this podcast, so none of it was, you know, super needed for the podcast. But I will say, I still did lose some stuff, and I can't quite tell you what I lost. But it's okay. It still is, for the most part, cohesive. And, yeah. Alright, anyway, back to Hailey.
Yeehaw.
Anyway, so you just got off of tour, like, a few months ago.
Yeah, I keep saying just, and months go by.
I know. Well, I was introducing you to someone, or I wasn't, like, introducing you, but I was like, oh, I went with my friend Hailey.
Mm-hmm.
And then I keep just saying, like, oh, she just got off of tour.
That's literally that's how people introduce me now. I didn't realize that was the thing. And now when I meet someone, they're like, this is Hailey. She just got off the Dear Evan Hansen tour.
No, I'm like, she just got off tour. You. And then my brain goes, no, she's been off of tour for like 4 months.
For
now.
A bit, yeah. It's weird. I say like 3 months, but I'm honestly not sure because I like my contract ended and then I went back and then I came back and then I went back again for a shorter time. So like, like 3 solid months, but a little bit more probably. So yeah.
Yeah. What was like, how was that? We talked a little bit about it in our first interview, which you can like actually watch on the vlogs, but
oh yeah,
with this being a pod, like anyone who's listening to this for the first time or like, who in the world is this highly unlikely girl?
It was a grand old time. I was in Tallahassee auditioning for it. I did all of my auditions over Zoom, which is crazy. Pandemic tings. Michael Greif was on my last Zoom, and I was like, great. And then I moved to New York and got a job as a stylist, and then like a month and a half in, found out that I booked the
Wait,
show.
As a stylist?
Yeah, I worked at Aritzia. And before that, at college, I worked at a thrift shop, The Muse, in Carrboro, NC, which is right near Elon, North Carolina. So I was like, yeah, I feel like this is what I'm best at.
Wait, okay, what do you do as a stylist? Because I see those all the time, and I'm like, could I do that? I don't think I could, but...
It was a little different at a thrift shop when it's, like, local and you're doing things. But at Aritzia specifically, it was, like, all the things of retail, plus we would keep up with... not employees, what am I thinking of? Customers, and keep their names and keep track of them and kind of pull things. Like, the first thing we were instructed to do was kind of just get to know them and ask if they were looking for anything specific. And then we'd be like, okay, here's some things. Like, I have some ideas, colors, blah, 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 different silhouettes. And you basically help style them. Because a lot of times when people are coming into Aritzia, they're looking for, like, a specific event or, like, a specific piece. So you'd get them that piece, but you'd also be like, and here is what you can get with them. The Molinas are very popular, and everyone looks really cute in them. Here you go. Bye.
Okay. Let me know if you need anything. And then they walk out with, like, 5 bags that they didn't mean to buy.
Yeah. And they're like, did anyone help you? And they're like,
what's great is, like, I commend anyone who is doing, like, a stylist type thing, because I am so easily, what's the word I'm looking for?
I don't know.
Influenced.
Oh yeah.
So if you tell me I look good in an outfit, I'm gonna be like, bot.
That's literally it. There aren't like, for anyone that hasn't been to Aritzia, there are not mirrors in your dressing room. You have to step outside into this communal space and look at yourself in the clothes, which sounds like hell for a lot of people. But it helps us be like, not to expose Aritzia, but be like, hey, you look so good in that. And then other girls are like, wow, you look so good. Where is that? Is that here? Yeah, she got it from there. And then everyone wants the top that one girl looks good in. Yeah. It's a little communal girl bathroom moment.
I mean, I love Aritzia clothes. I'm usually too short for most Aritzia things.
I know.
Like, different lengths that I try.
I don't even work there anymore. And I'm like, the Molinas come in 3 different lengths. The Molina long, the Molina flare as well as an option.
It's like QVC. It's like a...
Yeah. It's crazy. My brain, like, I would see people on the street and be like, that's Aritzia.
Wait, were you the one that I was with who we passed someone who was wearing, like, an Aritzia top and she was wearing it wrong?
Yes. Well, I don't it wasn't Aritzia. I will say this because it wasn't the brand. I could tell we have like a patented fabric, so I can tell when it's not Aritzia, but it was the like same silhouette copy, and it was like, it's supposed to be like a cross holster,
it's the cross neck,
and they were wearing it like straight, so it was like puckering in the back, and I was like, that's not how you're supposed to wear it.
I was I couldn't remember who that was.
It was a random girl walking
no
by.
No, like who I was with who
oh
said
yeah
that.
That
I
was
like
me.
I remember someone saying this because I passed by someone yesterday
and they
when
were
we
wearing
was
it
when I was with Katie and she was wearing it wrong.
Look at the models, people. If it's puggering, it's probably wrong. But anyway, yeah, I was working at Aritzia when I first got here as my, like, quote-unquote survival job. But I tried to choose something that I was pretty passionate about. And
that's
then
my
I
issue is, like, the survival jobs that I'm looking for are, like, not working out the way I want to.
Follow your bliss is my life motto. So I was attempting to follow my bliss going to New York, but also doing that. And then I was auditioning on top of that, but I hadn't done any other Dear Evan Hansen auditions while being there. And then my agent was like, you booked it. And I didn't know if I was going to do it at first. Like, and for years I'd been working on this material. And by then I was like, I didn't think I would get it. And then I got it and I was like, whoa.
Yeah. By then you're like, your brain is completely.
Yeah. Like, I had just graduated and I was like looking at things that were coming to Broadway and just. I don't know, things that I felt like I vibed with more. I was also very, like, my whole senior year, very dancer, singer focused. And then all of a sudden I was being thrown into the pool with like singer actors and I wasn't doing dance calls anymore. So I like had an identity crisis and was like, I don't know if I can do this, but I kind of had to have that like moment where you're like, if the team thinks you can do it, you can do it. So yeah, I did that and I got another sublet because I wasn't in my own place in New York. And I was rehearsing for like a month, and then beginning of December we went to Greensboro, which is the first stop, and I lived there for years, went to Elon, which is right near Greensboro, so it kind of felt like a sign when I saw that on the contract. But then I was on tour for 7 months on the road, mostly one weekers, so no real days off. I will say that was tough.
Yeah, because your day off was like travel day.
Yeah, yeah, lots of travel Mondays. Yeah,
people don't realize, like, touring, like, when you tour, depending on the show, but mm-hmm. most places you're there for a week, maybe two.
Yeah, some people shorter. I was on an Equity tour, or something,
yeah.
But there are other people that are on non-Equity tours that are doing one-nighters, and yeah. I honestly don't think I could do that, no. Especially as an understudy where you're covering two tracks in a show that's, like, eight people. Like, you're a lead. You're covering two leads. Yeah. So it was a lot.
Well, and then you travel, which also means like you're either taking a bus
mm-hmm.
or you're driving because you've brought your car
mm-hmm.
or you've splurged and you've gotten a plane
yeah.
ticket.
Yeah. Most of the time we were on a plane, but if we were in Florida for like a month, so we got to do buses. We love buses. Like we'd be like, bus day! Because you don't have to pack nice. You don't have to weigh anything. And it's just like you leave immediately. It's not like you get to the airport like 2 hours before. It's just really nice. You get your own seat because it's Equity.
Right.
Yeah. Right. So it was a lot. And I always say that. And it's the reason why I didn't continue. And I was very vocal about that when I was leaving. Like I think I did a whole Instagram post or multiple where I just like listed out like for my mental health I won't be continuing with this tour because it was just a lot. And I one of the reasons I took it was because it wasn't a year contract, it was 7-8 months.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, I can do that, I can see how touring is. But after that I was like, I can't do another year. And I missed New York, so I came back, but it was a great experience and probably one of the best things I could have done leaving school. So I'm very grateful for that and grateful to have the time now and like the financial stability to kind of just focus on auditioning and training right now. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and for some people, like tours for them, like ideal. Like tours seems yeah. like it is
not
made for them.
Yeah.
And I'm like, if you asked me in like an order what I wanted to do,
mm-hmm.
like cruise ships would be at the bottom
mm-hmm.
because I don't want to be in a boat and I don't want to be in a boat for a year.
Mm-hmm.
Although it does pay very nicely.
Yeah. That was originally my plan. I was like, I'm going to leave Elon, book a cruise and save all this money and then go to New York and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. Can't do a cruise. And then I think I'd actually rather do regional work over a tour.
Yeah.
Just because regional work, even if it is only for 2 weeks,
you're in one place.
You're in one place for mm-hmm. those 2 weeks.
Yeah. Yeah, it was definitely a lot for me. I came back and after they brought me back to LA for that like week and a half when they need an emergency cover, I was like therapy, medicine, because like being on tour and like having undiagnosed ADHD and like all of the like there's so much going on, and if you are like not on top of it, I say this about entering BFA programs too and conservatories and all that, if you are not like peak mental health when you start, like you are going to burn out,
right?
Especially if you're not fully taking care of yourself during that time, like you have to be ready. And like for someone who had never done a tour before and like didn't know what that entailed, I did the best I could to be ready, but there are just so many curveballs that you don't expect.
Oh yeah.
So I got back and kind of just took care of myself as much as I could. Yeah.
And now you're here.
Now I'm here.
Now we're both here. We've known each other for like 2 years now.
Yeah, but like quite a short time in real life, because yeah. you were at school and I was doing my thing, But we were mutuals on Instagram for a while. And that's what I'm doing right now. I'm trying to, I told my therapist that, like, right now is the time in my life that's pretty new because I'm not in an educational setting and I'm not in a show. And I feel like those were my main sources of community for my entire life, or a lot of it.
Right, yeah.
And now I, like, actually have to put work into building this community. So I'm kind of doing that right now.
So I am what I would call, like, extroverted. What is it? An ambivert? I'm an ambivert.
Yes.
Where you're, like, you are extroverted in social situations, but mm-hmm. also you can, like, be introverted and would like to rather be, yeah, yeah, like, my battery just mm-hmm. drains. And since the pandemic, my battery drains a lot faster than I'm used to. But we got up there and I was, like, texting my friend. I was just sitting there. Like, no, I didn't talk to anyone. And I was like, this is so weird. Making friends is the weirdest thing. I don't think I've had to actually make friends where it's not like a forced friendship, but it's not like an organic, like, because you're in the same class kind of friendship. Yes,
it feels really weird.
I have not had to make friends like that mm-hmm. in so long mm-hmm. because even still, like, if you go to summer camp or something, you're all in a camp for 2 weeks. So you kind of have to become friends.
Yeah.
Or, like, school, you're in the same classes, so you mm-hmm. might as well make friends.
Yeah. It's like we're all learning this skill, or relearning, because the pandemic kind of, like, melted our brains. Relearning how to, like, reach out to people and put energy into platonic relationships. Anyway, no, but putting energy into, like, it takes work, and keeping up with them after you make that
after
first
you made
step.
Them. Yeah. Well, that's what's so also incredibly difficult about here, is because I am in friendships that are, like, we hang out, but we have to schedule the hangout 2 weeks before and then keep checking in to make sure that the hangout is happening.
That's also a theater thing. It's like, okay, it's when thing. Are you free?
But I don't get invited to the, like, hey, we're all hanging out at my place if you want to come over. Like, I don't get invited to those. And I didn't really get invited to those in college either. But it wasn't. I'm also the person, me being, like, I would rather sit alone mm-hmm. in my apartment. I probably wouldn't have gone anyway, kind of thing.
Mm.
But it also means that I am spending a lot of money going to 54 Below shows. Yeah. Seeing these people in their Broadway productions, off Broadway. Just so I can keep up this, like, hey, we became friends at this party and we remember? Were gonna hang out, and do you remember
the 54 Below shows are, like, I can't, it when it comes to, for anyone that doesn't know how it works, there's, like, a, you get your ticket, but then there's also, like,
there's a $25 pay fee
limit,
there's a minimum,
and you have to, like, get a certain amount of drinks or dinner or food to meet that, and the tickets are already, like, pretty lofty,
like $40. The cheapest would be like 40.
Yeah,
35,
for
40.
Like a cabaret. So when you add the 25 to that, depending on what ticket you have, it's like upwards of like $70, $80. And it's,
I mean, it's
lot.
As much as a Broadway show, almost, for what you're watching.
Just to, like, see your friend.
No, well, I've gotten to the point where I'm like, I'm not going to the show, but I will meet you at Haswell's.
Yeah, I'll meet you after and we can celebrate.
Because also, if I'm going to Haswell's, I'm already going to spend another $60 on those drinks.
Midtown drinks. Oh, my gosh. That's the other pro about I'm not drinking right now. Not really. So I am saving lots of money on cocktails.
See, and my issue is I have drinks in this cabinet right here.
Mm-hmm.
They've been here since I moved in. I've not opened them.
Mm-hmm.
I have a bottle of wine and a bottle of bourbon that I have not opened.
Just waiting.
And it's because I just don't. I am a social drinker. I don't drink.
Yeah.
Just like when I get home.
Yeah, it's very rarely that I do
and
that.
And so if I'm out, like, with someone, I'll be like, oh, yeah, let's grab a drink. And I don't really care. Like, that's fine.
It's just like, it's like when you say, like, let's go get coffee. It's just kind of like the go-to your brain goes to. But then I had this moment when I started my meds, because, like, you have to be careful about medication and alcohol.
Right.
So I was like, let me just, like, use this as an opportunity to be sober and, like, understand why I'm actually drinking. And it was really just, like, social things like that. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I don't even want to. It's just, like, when I go out, like, it's more like having something in my hand.
Yeah.
So now
I've gotten a lot better at doing, like, one drink.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I will get one, and then if I get anything, like, I close my tab after that one, and then if I get something else, it's gonna be like a water or a Sprite or like something like that. Or I'll bring a water bottle, and if they'll let me take it in,
yeah,
I just sip on that
sometimes.
But
because usually this is cheap wherever you are in New York, I'll get like a ginger beer and then I'll be like, and can you put like a garnish on top, like a lime, so that I don't feel weird.
Well, and then you have like non-alcoholic bars are also popping up. Like sober bars are popping up.
You told me about
that. There was one that, oh my gosh, there was one that we have to go to. Yeah. It's so fun. It's actually really, really small. Like there's like maybe 10 chairs in there.
Mm-hmm.
But you can get your cards read.
But it's so cute.
While you're there. And all they have coffee.
And mocktails. There
as well. And mocktails. And like sodas, I think, as well. But mm-hmm. the craziest thing is, first off, their menu is so long. Like there are so many things on their menu because they opened and then they had a whole thing where they made a new drink every day for the month of October, I think.
Oh my gosh.
They have like 31 drinks plus whatever they already had, like their specialties, mm-hmm. plus their coffee drinks. And he goes, also, if you don't see anything that really like,
we'll make something.
We'll make something.
You.
Just let me know what you want. And he will just like mix something for you.
Mm-hmm.
But I had a lavender something or another.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really good. It almost tasted like a cream soda, like a lavender cream soda.
Yeah, you can do so many things. I had a moment where I was like, I think I want to experiment like making mocktails. I think it'd be fun.
I love it.
But also like the non-IPA beers are like popping up, like the non-alcoholic beers, and they apparently like, I have friends who drink them and they try them and they say that it tastes pretty, it actually tastes pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's still, you still get the hoppiness of a beer.
Mm.
You just, there's no alcohol in it.
And there's like Liquid Death, that person that.
Isn't that just water?
Yeah, it's literally, you can get still, which is weird to drink still water out of a can.
Out of a can.
So I like the sparkling, but they also have like a mango sparkling, like a flavored one, like LaCroix moment. LaCroix, whatever LaCroix. You say. LaCroix. I just came back from France. Bonsoir. Robert Sheehan. But the person who invented them was like, I just like felt weird after. I think they were an alcoholic and then like became sober, like went to rehab and all that. And they were like, I felt weird like going to parties. So they invented this can and it looks like a beer can.
It does. It's like a dark with a skull on it.
Yeah. It's really cool. The design's really cool. But it's literally just water. So it's kind of my version of like my ginger beer trick.
Well, I love the idea of like these tricks. Also, that's so like you save so much money doing that.
Yeah. I mean,
I will say for those who do drink, like Trader Joe's has some like pretty good $5 wines.
Oh yeah.
Like there's some I don't drink Barefoot. I think Barefoot is literally the worst.
The Elon girlies are coming for your neck.
I know. I know. But, see, but at, Elon parties, you don't notice. I feel like you can't. You don't, like, everything is the same.
They were.
At Elon parties. They're
a lot.
Crazy.
And I also, like, came to New York and was like, I'm done.
Right.
That's also the thing. I'm not drinking right now, but I'm also, I am an introvert, so I relate to what you're saying. But I also, like, don't really go out like that anymore because I was like, why
no,
am
because
I doing
I'd rather have a few friends over
and sit in
and we'll sit and we'll sip some wine and I'll make a lovely cheese board.
I make a charcuterie board.
But yeah, making friends here is like really weird, especially me being in
Jersey. That's the other thing. Yeah,
like a lot of people, you're the first person to come over here.
Oh my gosh, hey, new apartment.
Like Kylie is the you're not the first person to see the apartment mm-hmm. outside because Ellen saw the apartment before it had any furniture. And then my roommate came to help me with this couch,
mm-hmm.
my Chicago roommate. But she doesn't even live here. She also lives in Jersey, but she's like moving somewhere in this general area.
Oh.
But you're the first person from Manhattan to come and see
mm-hmm.
the apartment.
Honestly.
Because I feel like so many people are also like, I don't want to travel all the way out there. And it's like, so you mean I have to travel?
That's me with like my friends
the
in
other
Brooklyn.
Way as well.
Like I rarely go to Brooklyn anymore.
I don't go to Brooklyn. I have friends in Brooklyn. And like, I'm like, that means I have to go not only into Manhattan, I also have to keep going.
Like get on the L train to Bushwick. And then get home at, like, 3? No.
No.
I won't be doing that.
I also went, I went to go see, this is how good I am at trains. I went to go see a friend's performance of Twelfth Night the other day.
Was it the interactive one?
Mm-hmm. And
I left early because I was with Katie. I saw Into the Woods. We chatted afterwards, and then I left.
Mm-hmm.
I got on the wrong train.
I still do that.
And all of a sudden, I was in Brooklyn.
Me and my friends did that once, but we rode, like, for a long time. Because we were just talking.
No, I got off. I got off at that first stop. I said, first train back in Manhattan. I got in.
No, I wish.
Got up. Mm-hmm. Did the thing. Got there. Went to see the show, and I was like, it was his birthday, and so they went back to Brooklyn and partied, and I was like, I have to go home. It's because if I go to your place, I'm not gonna be home till like 4 a.m. even if I leave at 2.
Someone was like, even when I do go to Brooklyn, the entire time I'm calculating how late I'll get home if I leave at that moment.
So then I leave, and this is just on the east side. It's like 99th on the east side, mm-hmm. and like first or something. It's like, so I don't know where it was somewhere over there.
Yeah,
I got on the wrong train again to go home.
Oh.
And then all of a sudden I was in Long Island City.
Absolutely. Shio, hello, knock, knock, knock.
And so then I was like, so I went back. Finally found my way home. But that's how that happened twice.
That happened to us. But we were just like chit-chatting at the end of the night. And Dari looks up and she goes, wait, where are we? And she opens her phone. And me and Jatari are like looking out the window. And she goes, get off the train. And the door opens and we go, what? And she goes, get off the train. And we start running towards the door. And we'd fully like crossed the water, like fully in
way
Brooklyn.
Way into Brooklyn.
Yeah. And we were like midtown.
Oh my God. Brooklyn has some good thrifting.
I haven't.
It's expensive thrifting, but they do have some good thrifting.
My thing is like thrifting, quote unquote thrifting in New York, like as someone coming from the tiniest towns, is just like, it's not thrifting, it's like going to vintage places because it's already curated
and it's, in my opinion, thrifting is like cheaper.
Yeah, like thrifting is like less, you're finding the stuff,
whereas like some of these stores that are thrift shops,
they're like vintage,
they're selling like shops. Hanes t-shirts for like $35, like, huh? And I'm like, it was cheaper on the rack.
Yeah.
There are some really cute places in Chinatown though.
Mm.
Vincent and I went. We got some dumplings for $6. We got 20 dumplings for $6.
Oh my gosh. And they were good?
Good. And then we walked around and there was one place that is, if you're like really into the Y2K, bright colors, neon.
Oh, I can't. Kind of. I'm a muted girl.
I don't like that style. It's not my style. The clay earrings, the color, like all of the colors, that kind of type stuff.
Yeah.
There's a store that is like curated for that stuff. Wow. If you're into Harry Styles and you are like, you could be Harry's house.
Yeah.
Merch,
that's for those girlies.
There was a store that was literally like
Chelsea,
that.
But it was like a curated place.
There's like necklaces that everyone wears. And it's got like the little like iPhone, little dangle, whatever
yeah.
that is.
Yeah. That's like, do you know Larkin? She's here. She's actually never here. She's always booked, but she's here right now. And that, like, that's her vibe. And it's like so ridiculously fitting that it's not even like, oh, but you do that like ironically and like for fun. No, it's literally just her style and it fits her so well.
Some people look really good in that style. Yeah. And I wish, like, I'll look at it and I'm like, that looks so good. And then I try and get something that's very similar and I'm like, I look so dumb in
it's
this.
Her whole closet. One, I feel like it's a commitment. Like, if you're gonna do it well, like you have to be committed to it. And it's Larkin's personality, closet, everything.
It's like a whole, yeah.
Yeah, it just goes so well.
It's 3:14. We actually have to go.
I know.
That's how long we've been talking.
Wow. Slay.
It's been an hour. We've been talking for...
Wow, that was just a cute
telling me
20...
Oh, we've been talking for an hour and 25 minutes.
We have to go because we have to catch the bus. Wait, when's the bus?
Well, a bus comes every 10 minutes over here.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, but you have to be there.
Like, I just have to be there at 4.
Yeah.
Area.
Okay.
I'm ushering. I don't really know what I'm doing, but I'm ushering for a gala. But we'll like continue this conversation another day. We'll do like a part two.
Yeah.
But before we go, do you have, so your drink of choice today was water.
Mm-hmm.
And because this podcast is called I'll Drink to That, but we actually aren't drinking really. It's literally just called that because it's supposed to be theater related. And
I'll drink to that.
That's it. Yeah, that was a good point.
Thank you. It's the wavering vibrato after.
Yeah.
That really makes a good Lapone impression.
What what is your favorite drink to make?
whether it's like a alcoholic, non-alcoholic coffee, like what is your signature drink?
To make.
Or like if someone was like, if Hailey was a drink. Ooh. Like ideally it would be like your signature drink. What is your signature drink?
That's a better one. Okay, so my signature like alcoholic drink, there were two. It'd either be a Moscow Mule because I love bubbles. So anything with bubbles because I'm also bubbly, so that works. But a Moscow Mule, sensible Moscow Mule, or Prosecco. Like I would go
just
to
straight up Prosecco
bars and be like, yeah, I'll just get a glass of Prosecco because it's cheaper than a cocktail.
Are you a champagne or Prosecco?
Prosecco for sure.
Yeah, I like Prosecco better too.
I like it a lot.
People are like, I don't know the difference. And I'm like, champagne has... it tastes completely different.
Yeah, Prosecco is so light.
I'd much rather
almost
have a Prosecco.
Like seltzer.
Are you a dark liquor person?
Yeah.
So have you had like a Kentucky Mule?
No, I don't think so. I've had a certain different kind. Because
Moscow Mule
no.
is vodka, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's like vodka, ginger beer.
Yeah. That's basically it. And lime.
And lime. So a Kentucky Mule is bourbon.
I think I've had this once. But it was just because they didn't have a normal one. But I will say, honorable mention, I went to this place Midtown that is like one of the only places open after Broadway shows. And they had this peanut butter. Was it bourbon or what are the other ones?
So bourbon, whiskey.
Whiskey. It was a peanut butter whiskey. But the way that they made it, like the guy who made it, his wife was a scientist. And she figured out a way to make it without like so people that had a peanut allergy could do it, like it didn't have any allergens in it, and it was like eating a Ritz cracker. It was like a spoonful of peanut butter. It was delightful, and I think that is like my favorite alcoholic thing that I've had so far. But if we're doing non-alcoholic, but you can also make it dirty, I love a sensible like hot apple cider. And then if you want it dirty, add whatchamacallit, the cinnamon. Fireball. Add a little Fireball. Oh. It's really good. I know a lot of people hate on Fireball.
I've only had Fireball once, and it was because I never had it, and I am friends with Sam Polly, and we all know that she loves it. People will bring little shots of Fireball to her for this at the stage door.
I used to like sip on it, like as a joke, like a sensible, classy drink. But yeah,
it's
apple cider mixed with Fireball.
I love it because I love cinnamon.
Me too.
But you should try. Next time you want an alcoholic version of this, do apple cider with spiced rum.
Ooh, what's the spice?
Spiced rum. I mean, like spiced rum is just like it's got like cinnamon in it. It's like just a bunch of like the darker spices.
Yeah,
but it's a rum. It's a darker liquor.
Lovely.
It's really tasty.
But I had that at a Friendsgiving last year because we were rehearsing for the show. So. A bunch of like runaways stayed here in the city, and I was like, I'll host. And that was my like alcoholic drink. Like, I just had it on the stove, and it was really lovely.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
It sounds really good.
Yeah. Go try it. And it's fall now. Go to the farmer's market, get you some apple cider.
And a cinnamon broom.
Yes.
Okay. So I was like,
oh, yeah. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. But not really, because.
Yeah, we don't. Sit
we don't.
Happy
we don't
turkey
do that.
Day,
just
though.
Eat some food and be happy and thankful.
Yeah. I call it turkey day at this point.
Yeah.
Because it's just for turkey. Although I don't know if we're having turkey.
I don't even eat the turkey.
I don't usually eat the turkey. I'm not a huge turkey fan. I'd
lots
rather have ham.
Of food day. Yeah, I'm not a big turkey fan either. Happy holidays, everybody.
What? Who just texted me? Do I need proof of my COVID vaccination records?
Por qué? I don't speak Spanish. Yesterday I said por qué to Claudia's friend. And she started speaking fluent Spanish to me. I said, wait, I took like 6 years of French, baby girl. I just say words sometimes. Like, danka.
Right.
I say that. It's like a stem at this point. Like, it just comes out.
I say pourquoi, usually.
I'll do oui sometimes. Since I've gotten back from France, I'll be in the grocery store and I'll be like, oh, pardon. Or I'll be like, merci. And I like won't
sometimes
even think about
for
it.
Fun, I'll go, ooh la la.
Ooh la la. Oh. The French make so many weird noises. This has been so soothing.
This is so weird. Yeah, you'll have to come back.
We'll just chat.
Keep chatting.
Blue velvet couch chats. I have a little smooth jazz in between.
That's actually the like music that
we are giving
the
NPR.
The free, copyright free music that I have is jazz music.
Slay. Welcome to NPR, All Things Considered.
There's that, and then it's, hi, I'm Carl Sagal from Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Oh my gosh. Wow, my family grew up listening to so much NPR.
Yeah, so did we. It was always in the car. People were like, do you not know this artist? And I'm like, no, we listen to NPR. Why would I know who played on the radio?
And now it's a Tiny Desk moment, so.
I do love a Tiny Desk moment.
Now they're doing like Broadway Tiny Desks.
I know. I'm really hoping that Angeliette does a Tiny Desk.
Oh, that would be fun.
Wouldn't it? All of them singing like Hit Me Baby One More Time, but it's like, or no, what's, whatever, like a group.
Lorna.
Yeah, or like having like most of the ensemble come on and do
That'd be cute.
Blow or something.
We did that on tour. Someone had like a, it was a tiny dressing room, and we got to do You Will Be Found, but like Garrett, who was our music director on tour, was like, go crazy. And like Nikhil was beatboxing, like I was adding all the harmonies that I hear because I'm crazy when I do the show. It was so fun.
Okay, well, we'll get you on for part two.
Yeah,
3, 4, 5, 8, 20.
Yeah,
at some point.
Anytime.
You're welcome over here all the time. Literally every time you come over. What if we just like recorded our conversations?
Please, I think we should. It's very relaxing.
That'd be really fun.
Yeah. I think we should.
And you can follow. Well, I'll do a whole like follow stuff later. Yeah. I'll record that later.
Sure.
Well, thanks for everybody. Coming on the pod.
Of course. I love talking.
And I'll drink to that.
And I'll drink to that.
In a crazy turn of events, everything showed up. So you got the whole interview. That's really exciting. It's a rainy Wednesday afternoon, 3:43, finally done editing this thing. Really excited about that, especially since I thought I lost everything. Didn't. If you want to follow Hailee, make sure you find her on Instagram at Hailee Ferrier. It'll all be in the little description box below. We will have a transcript up for this, probably not today, but it'll happen at some point, which you can find on our Instagram. Nope, that's a lie. Which you can find on our website. We have a little section called podcast transcripts. Make sure you check out our Patreon page. We currently don't have anyone subscribe to our Patreon, so there's really nothing on there right now because there's no one to see it. But when some people do start subscribing, there's going to be behind the scenes access. You'll get to know who I interview and who's coming on the pod early before anyone else. You can ask your questions, all of the fun stuff that you get with Patreon. Also, don't forget to check out our Buy Me a Coffee, which is in our Instagram bio, and I think it's on our website as well, but I can figure that out later. It's also in the description box down below. Obviously, this podcast is called I'll Drink to That, and with that, we have to have something to drink. So if you would like to buy our guest a drink, whether that's coffee, water, whatever they ask when we do our little conversation, you can. Just head to that link. Send your name down, and I will let everyone know and our guests know who bought their coffee or their drink for that day. Thanks again so much for listening. Your support means the world to me. And please leave some nice reviews, some 5-star reviews for us on Apple on Spotify podcasts. You know what? That Spotify Wrapped just came out today, so maybe this podcast will be in your next one next year. Let's do it. We can do it. I think we can make it happen. Enjoy. Happy holidays if you celebrate. And I'll see you next week for the next episode of I'll Drink to That. To learn more about the Broadway Vlogs, head to our website at www.thebroadwayvlogs.com. You can also follow us on Instagram at The Broadway Vlogs, and make sure you check us out on YouTube. Subscribe, like, send us a comment at The Broadway Vlogs. Make sure you give us 5 stars, give us a lovely rating. I love reading reviews, so let us know. And if you want to follow me, Claire, your host, you can find me at claire.mcconnell on Instagram. Thanks for listening. Thank you.